Okay, we're starting here on the top of Pei Ted Amud Aleph by the new Perek. Kol Tadir Michaviro, Kodemet Chaviro. So the Mishnah lays out a principle that Tidirut, the fact that something happens on a more frequent occasion, is a reason for it to precede its friend. Hatmidim could mean the Musafim. Therefore, the Korban HaTamid, which comes every day, will precede the Musafim, which only come at best on a weekly basis for Shabbat, and Rosh Chodesh and the Yamim Tovim would even be in less frequent intervals. Musvei Shabbat, could mean the Musvei Rosh Chodesh. Musvei Shabbat that come every week will precede the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh, but only come monthly. And Musvei Rosh Chodesh, which come monthly, will be called mean the Musvei Rosh Hashanah that comes once a year, or any of the Yom Tovim as well. Of course, they don't fall out. The only Yom Tov that coincides with Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. Shenemar, Milvad Olat HaBoker, Asher Leolat HaTamid, Tasu Et Eile. So the Gemara will ask how we understand that from this Pasuk, but this Pasuk is the source for this matter. Tosafot over here discusses the matter why this is the source, because we do have in other places Gemara brings what seems to be additional sources. For instance, how do we know that something, nothing can come before the tamid shel shachar in the morning? Because it says nemar haola ola rishona, that the ola is always first. To mean the ola the tamid is always first. So why does the Gemara over here say that the reason that the tamid is first is because of the dirut? We have a specific limud of ha'ola, ola rishona. So Tosfos over here says that, first of all, he lays out one principle which is important, that what we're talking about over here are items that are coinciding, meaning that it's like le'meimar. You can't say that the explanation for the two different cases here is the itzra kruah d'hocha l'tzibur shein lam tmidim musafim el kadei achad mehem. We're not discussing a situation in which they have a choice between gruah and carbon tamidim and carbon musaf. That's not what we're discussing over here. Right? We're not dealing with that. Here we're dealing with a case where you have enough for both, and only the question here is which one takes precedence. We're going to do both. Just a question of precedence, not a question of which one we're choosing between. Right? That's a different question, and that's not relevant over here.
Exactly. We don't go by the principle that there should not be the Kodem, but there's only one.
Right. Then maybe there's a different consideration. I'm not saying that maybe it does affect it as well, but that's just not what we're talking about here, and that's not what our mission is addressing. So he says, V'yesh lomar, the answer that Tosfos gives is, ha'ola ola rishona is l'akdamat haktara, to tell you that you have precedence with haktara. D'baktara ayri, that's what we're speaking about. V'kro d'hocho, l'akdamat shchita, that tasu et eile basiyah d'dam ayri. So he says that there are two different processes, and we're going to see in the Gemara that the Gemara seems to separate between them. There's the process of shchita and the dam, and then there's the process of haktara. And one of them, the Ha'ula, comes to teach us that the Haktara, placing it on the Mizbeach, takes precedence. The Pasuk of Tidirut over here comes to teach us that even the Dam, all of what the Dam is, the Shkita and the what the Dam, take precedence. So for both parts, or both components of the Korban HaTamid, we need a Pasuk to tell us that each one of them takes precedence or comes first. So that's Tosfos' question, the basic question of why do we have to mention Tamid at all in this situation? Why is it relevant? So this is his answer, that we break it down to different parts. He discusses other issues, but I don't think it's important or relevant to our situation over here. So now the Gemara says, Manolan, where do we know this from? So when it says, Manolan, Kidamer Taima, Milvado Lata Avokya. It says it straight out in the Mishnah. What do you mean, what's the reason? The reason's given in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, now, Dilma, Tmidim Hein, Dekadmu, the Musafim, Meshu, Ditadire. Right, and Ochanami, the Tzmidim go before the Musafim because they are Tadir. But Musafim, the Musafim, Inole, where do you know Musafim? The only thing mentioned in the Pasuk is that the Alat Tamid will precede the Eile, Eile being the Musafim. So how do we know that when you have Musaf versus Musaf, that we also use Tidirot as the determining factor? So Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Kra, Ka'ile Tasu Deyom. Shivat Yamim. So what is it? Ka'ele is when we lay on the 7 days or the 6 days of Pesach. Ka'ele means the same way you did B'Yom HaRishon, you do with the other 6 days. That's the Korban Musaf for Pesach, which is the same for all 7 days of Pesach. So Ka'ele Tasele Yom Shivat Yamim. Ele, Ka'ele. This one is like that one. Well, this one, meaning the remaining Musafim, have the same din as Ka'ele, the first one, which is the Tamid, versus the Musafim. V'hami b'ayle l'gufei. We need that to teach us the din, that you have for all 6 days you bring the Korban Musaf, that's the same as the first day. So Mugar says, Im kein nichtov eile tasu liyom. Do these each of the days. Ikotov eile tasu liyom shivat yamim, avamina eile the shivat yamim. That this Korban has to be done over the 7 days. Not that you have to do each day separately in the same Korban over, but rather that amount has to be done across the 7 days. So Mugar says, well, liyom tiv. It says liyom. Not just shivat yamim, but it says liyom each day. So Vakat Ema, I would have said, Ela Liyom, Aval Shar Yomei Lo Yadana. This is for the day, and then the rest of the days I don't know what you do. Meaning that Ela Liyom, the first day you take care of this, you do this. The other rest of the days, you're supposed to do something, we just don't know what it is. The Torah doesn't give a prescription for what that is. Lo Yadana Kamo. Amakra Tasu. Shei Kol Asiyot Shavot. So now the Gemara says, no, we use that through the word Tasu. Tasu tells you to do every Asiyav, every Yom should be exactly equal. Well, if that's the case, now you have the extraneous Ka'ela, and the Ka'ela teaches you Eila Ka'ela, that these are like those. These being like those means just like on the first day, the first comparison which is between the Tamid and the Musaf, we say that Tidirut is Koveya, so too, Ka'ela, the others, when it comes to Musafim themselves, we will also use the guideline of Tidirut in order to determine what goes first. The way Rashi reads it, which is what we just described here, is Kashem Shetardir Kodem Kach, Say to Musafim, Shim Yom Sheish Bo Beit Musafim, Gon Shabbat B'tocha Regal, Yehei Tadir Kodem. Just like we said before, the Tadir precedes the Musaf, then Ka'ela, this Musaf, it bumps into another Musaf on the Regal, which would be Shabbat, then the one that is Tadir will go first. Abay Amar, Migufa Tekra. Come on, straight out of the Pasuk. Im Tekein Le Makra Mil Vad Olat HaBoker. All it has to say is Mil Vad Olat HaBoker. What's the Olat HaBoker? There is only one Olat HaBoker, that is the Tamid. So then, what's the additional statement? Im Tekein Le Makra Vad Olat HaBoker V'tishto Kamer Le Olat HaTamid Lomali. What is the Tamid Olat HaTamid? Le Meimar Dahach Te Tadira Tigom. That's saying almost like a Bnei Av. Bnei Av, that any time that it's Tadir, it goes first, and not just applying it to the Tamid versus other Karbanot, but in general that's the case, because I could have sufficed with Olat HaBoker. Olat HaBoker is obviously the Olat HaTamid. Then when I add in the additional word of Olat HaTamid, that comes to teach me almost like a Bnei Av, that any time that it's Tadir, that takes precedence, and not give us the reasoning behind why the Tamid goes first, and in giving us that reason, it teaches us the lesson that anything that is Tadir will proceed when it comes into competition. Now the Mishnah gives us a second din. Kol mikudash mechevero kodemet chaviro. Anything that is more kadosh will precede its friend. Now over here, mekadosh, I wouldn't apply it or say it in the sense of like kadosh being holy, but kadosh means has features. Let's call it that way, and that's the way Rashi describes it. Sheish bo tzad ribui kedusha mimenu. It has some additional features that make it more important, things that end up on the Mizbeach. It's not what we would consider generally just, oh, a higher level of Kedusha automatically makes it better, because there are aspects or dimensions of the Karbanot that we would have not said necessarily makes it more Kadosh, but because of them, the Gemara will say, oh, that takes precedence.
So which is the
right, so that the Gemara will deal with. The Gemara is going to ask, obviously, that question, what happens when you come into a contradiction or a clash between the two Mishnayot? Dama Chatat kodem l'dama ola, v'bnei shehu miratzeh. So Dama Chatat goes before the Dama ola because that provides ritzui. On the other hand, the Evarim of the Ola go before the Emurei Chatat, because the Evarim of the Ola are entirely placed on the Mizbeach, where the Emurei Chatat are only a portion of the Chatat, which ends up on the Mizbeach. So you can see this idea here clearly, that they're not...
Maybe I would say also, Dam Ola Kodem and Dam Chatat.
Right, so the Gemara will ask, right, why did you pick which and which? Obviously, the Dam comes for the Kapara. So in the sense where Kapara, Ritzui is the most important factor by that. By the Aktarat Emurim, the most important factor is what ends up on the Mizbeach. So they're taking the object or the issue that is most prevalent or most important in that area and saying, okay, who gets precedence? So over here we say the Dam of the Chatat goes before the Dam Ola, whereas the Evrei Ola go before the Emurei Chatat. And you see from that that we're not just saying Kadosh. What's more kadosh? Is the olam more kadosh, the chatat more kadosh? Kodesh. We're talking about the features or aspects or dimensions of the Karban that are being done in comparison to one another, and therefore, which goes first. So over here, the Chatat, because of the Ritzui, will go first. It's interesting over here that the Gemara, earlier on the Masechta, said, how do we know that a Chatat goes before an Olah? They say, well, it's their Heretz. You don't bring a gift before you were Meratzeh, before you get forgiveness. So the Gemara doesn't bring that down as a logic. It has nothing to do with Kedusha over there. There, the Gemara just simply says it's an issue of logic, appropriate, derech eretz, etiquette. You don't bring your olah before you bring your chatat. Yet over here, the Mishnah says that it's got to do with the ritzui and kedusha. But the answer really, and probably is, what Rashi has, the definition here of kedusha is not necessarily about what we call levels of kedusha, but the ritzui is actually showing that. You put the ritzui before the karban olah because ritzui is more important over here, and that's what makes it more kadosh. And now again, the evrei olah precede the emrei chatat because they're kalil yishim. Chatat kodemet le'asham. Chatat goes before an asham, b'pnei she'damad itein le'dalad karnot. When it comes to the chatat, then it goes to all four corners, ve'al yisod. It obviously should read that it goes to the four corners plus the yisod. Now the Asham only has Shtein, Shehin, Arba, and the possibly that the blood is placed on the Yisod. Asham kodem l'todah. Asham were preceded todah, ve'el nazir. Todah and el nazir and ezog mukuman are placed together in one category. They are kodshim kalim, but they're eaten the yom v'layla. As opposed to the Asham, which is a kodshe kodoshim, and eaten yom v'layla. V'ibnei shu kodshe kodoshim, whereas the todah ve'el nazir are kodshim kalim. Tev and el nazir kodmin l'shlamim. The todah and the el nazir will precede the shlamim, both of which are kodshe kalim. Because the Todah and the El Nazir are eaten for Yom V'Layla, whereas the Shlamim is eaten the Shnayim V'Layla Echad. Shein Ne'achalim Yom Echad V'Tu'unim Lechem, and they have an associated Lechem that comes with them. And the Shlamim does not have Lechem and is eaten for Shnayim V'Layla Echad. Ashlamim Kodmim LeBechor. Shlamim take precedence over Bechor. Mipnei Shehein Tu'unim Matan Dalit. The Shlamim require Shtayim Shehein Arba, whereas the Bechor only requires Matan Echad Kenegad Yisod. The Shlamim also requires Smicha Nisachim Untnufa Chazev. It's all of these operations, procedures that are done alongside of the Shlamim that make it or take precedence over the Bechor, including Smicha, Yidei Abalim, Nisachim, the libations that are brought alongside of it, the libations and the Minchat Nisachim, Tnufach as Veshok that is done to the portions that are given to the Kohen. HaBechor, Kodem Lamaser. In the last Mishnah, which has those that are given, the Bechor takes precedence over the Maser. Mibnei Shekedushato Mirechem. HaBechor is Kadosh from birth, whereas Maser is an imposed Kedusha when it comes out of the corral, when it's number 10. V'nechal Kohanim. And in addition to that, the Bechor is given to the Kohanim, and the Maser is eaten by Kol Adam. HaMaser Kodim Leofot. Maser, the Korban HaMaser, comes before any birds, Mipnei Shehu Zevach, because it has a din of Zevach. What does it mean? It's a Zevach. So Rashi says over here, it's a Zevach. Zvichat Sakin V'Of B'Melika. First thing, Zvicha means it's killed, or it's Shchita, it's done through a knife. So it's a bird that's done through a Melika, number one. V'Zvachim Chashivei Mipnei Shemitzvatan Miruba. That the Zvachim have more procedures that are associated with them, and therefore they're more kadosh than the ofot. So that's why the zevach takes precedence over the ofot. That it also has an aspect of it, the korban, which is kodesh kodeshim. Damo ve'imurav. The aspect of the zevach that is classified, not even within kodeshim kalim. There's aspects of the zevach that have a classification of kodesh kodeshim, which is damo. It's blood that ends up on the mizbeach, and imurav that end up on the mizbeach. They have a din of kodesh kodeshim. So right away, Rashi asks the chelik gavoa ve'd davarim damo ve'imurav. When you compare that to the chataof, that's not true. Why? When it comes to chataof, the only thing the mizbeach gets is the dam of the chatat. The rest is given to the kohanim. The mizbeach gets nothing of the oaf besides the dam. But what about olatov? That's not true. But olatov is dam that goes on the mizbeach plus the oaf goes on the mizbeach. So what are you going to say there? So Rashi says, well, once it preceded the chatatov, then certainly it'll precede the olatov. Why? Because we know that the chatat always goes before the olatov. Just like by Behema, the Chatat will precede the Olah, so too by the Oaf, the Chatat will precede the Olah. So if I can supersede the Chatat, then I'll certainly supersede the Olah. And that's where Rashi learns. Tosafot also quotes that. He says, V'hatam enechab dam, aval be'murim, maser kadme le'ot olof ma'itayma. He says, that works by damim. He says, we know that Chatat takes precedence over the Olah by damim. If you remember, in the first line of the Mishnah says, damim, chatat before Allah. But by imurim, or by the, what goes on the mizbeach, the Olah took precedence over the Chatat. Now what are you going to say? Oh, just because the Zevach took precedence over the Chatat Tov, why does it take precedence over the Olah Tov? When it comes to the Hakrava or Haktara of Olah Tov, that will take precedence over the Chatat Tov, which doesn't exist. There is no Haktara of Chatat Tov. And in that case, why is it that the Maser takes precedence over the Olah Tov? So Tosfos asks that, and he says, V'shema be'mirim sagi b'taimed demin Zevach. He says, maybe it's enough to say that it's a min Zevach. That's enough by Emurim to tell you, since it's a Zevach, that's enough. What does it mean that it's a Zevach? So Rashi before claimed min Zevach means it's the Shechita is done by Sakin and not through Melika. So that's the idea, or at least Tosfos is trying to grapple with the aspect of the Emurim. Why do they end up first? Is maybe because min Zevach, not because the transitive property of the fact that if it's greater than Chatatov, it should automatically be better than Olatov. Right now, the Ofot themselves go before Ofot Kodmim Le Menachot, Mipnei Shehen Minei Damim, because they involve dam on the Mizbeach, dam and nefesh ends up on the Mizbeach, which Menachot don't. Minchat Chodeh Kodem Le Minchat Nedava, Neishu Baal Achit. Minchat Chodeh will take precedence over Minchat Nedava, because one of them is coming to be Miratzeh, and take care of someone who's in a position that needs Ritzui and Kapara, because it's someone who's just simply bringing a gift. I assume because it's a mincha. Ritzui is only by damim in general. We use the word ritzui. Ritzui is a din of the dama nefesh. It's an aspect of ritzui. I'm assuming that's the why they would do that. Right now, the chatat of kodemet olat of v'chen be'akdisha. Chatat of always takes precedence over olat of, and the same is true when it comes to be makdish them. You should be makdish the chatat. You should give a kriyat shame to the chatat before you give a kriyat shame to the olah. So now, Gemara. Menahane mile. How do you know which is more kadosh goes beforehand? So Tanur Banan, the real question here, the Gemara is asking in the first case in our Mishnah, is how do you know that the Dama Chatat goes before the Dama Ola, and that the Evrei Ola are going to go before the Emirei Chatat? Because it says, Upar Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach the Chatat. This is not the Levi'im. When it comes to the Haktashat HaLevi'im that's found in Parshat Balotcha, it says, Par Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach the Chatat. The Par Sheni will be the Chatat. Im Bal Olamei Jein Shnayim, if it's going to teach us that there are two, there's both a Par Chatat and a Par Ola, we already have that introduction. We know there's one Ola and one Chatat. So the Sheni here can't be coming to teach you that there are two of them, because we already know that from the header, the beginning, which teaches us that there's an Ola and a Chatat. So Matam Alam Par Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach Chatat Sheichol Sheichatat Kodem the Chumaseh the Ola. Right? That I would have thought the Chatat should precede the Ola and everything. Tam Alam Par Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach Chatat I Par Sheni. If I just had Par Sheni Yachol Tei Ola Kodem the Chatat the Chumaseh. Par Sheni comes to teach us that the Chatat goes after the Olah for something. But then the Gemara says, okay, if you take Parsheni in its entirety, then maybe everything of the Chatat should come after the Olah. So if I just said Parsheni, Yokote Olah Kodem the Chatat the Chomaseh, Taman Omar, Basayat Achad Chatat, Ved Chad Olah. When it described their two animals, it put the Chatat before the Olah. So now, why is it in one Pasuk it gives precedence to the Chatat? Hakeitzad, Dam Chatat Kodem the Dam Olah. That's from Asayat Achad Chatat Ved Chad Olah. Mivnei Shim Miratze. On the other hand, when it comes to Parsheni Ben Bakar to Kach Chatat, that's been with the Emurim, Nakhtarat Emurim, or the Evrei Olah. The Evrei Olah will go first and take precedence because the Chatat there will come Sheni. That's the Gemara's explanation for the first two components of our Mishnah. Right, when we say that the Chatat takes precedence over the Olah, why is it that the Dam Chatat takes precedence over the Olah? Let's look at the Dam Chatat. When we take the four Matnot Dam of the Chatat, we learned earlier in the Masechta that only the first one is Ma'akev and only the first one is the Mechaper. So that's the Gemara's asking over here. So, well, my Tanaka Maita the Mechaper Tikdom. I'll grant you, right. The first Matano, that is Mechaper, that should take precedence. Bahanachlo, and the remainder not. Because the remainder should be no better than the Dam Olah. They should be just, or equal, on equal footing with the Olah. If they're not Meratzeh, then over there the Olah should take precedence because it's Chalil Yishim, and has something that takes precedence. So Mar says, Amarvina, Acha b'chatat ha-levi'im askinan. Here we're talking about the Chatat of Levi'im. And despite the fact that it's like an Olah, Kamar Rahmana, he tikdaim. And nevertheless, so it says that the Chatat takes precedence over the Olah. Because if you think about the Chatat of Levim, that's not brought because there was any chait over here. Their Chatat is not being brought because they did something wrong. Why is the Chatat? The Chatat is part of the procedures to be Mekadesh Levim. And despite that fact, what does it say? The Pasuk teaches that the Dam Chatat precedes the Dam Olah. So we see, even when the Dam Chatat is not being Mechaper Umratzeh, the Torah teaches us Chatat before Olah. So it's not really dependent. Right. It's not really dependent on the Ritzui and the Kapara alone. But it has to do with the fact that the chatat takes precedence over the ala when it comes to the dam. So now Gemara says, but Marobam, right? They give a different answer. In Eretz Yisrael, they said, oh, if we started already, we may as well finish. And then if you put one matana on, you have the thing, you're doing it, you're up there already, may as well finish the other three. It's not, you're right, only the first matana really has the precedence over the ola. But once you're ready in process, finish that up, and then move on to the next thing. We're not going to tell you to interrupt in the middle, go to the ola, and then come back to the chatat. That doesn't make it so much, that doesn't make so much sense. Where do we have this? We also have this in the Gemara in Brachot, Daf Yud Daled. The Gemara asks there about at nighttime. When it comes to nighttime, they had to deal with, how do we say, Yitziat Mitzrayim Balilot? Well, when I say Yitziat Mitzrayim Balilot, what do we use during the daytime? We use the Parsha of Tzitzit. When it comes to the Parsha of Tzitzit, it's not relevant at night because it's a Ritem Oto. Tzitzit are Pturot and nighttime. We don't have to wear Tzitzit. So over there, they didn't want to say the whole Parsha of Tzitzit at night because it wasn't relevant. So what did they used to do? They used to say the first Pasuk and then skip down to the last Pasuk of Yitziat Mitzrayim. And there the Gemara says, that's what they did, B'marava, and then it says that they decided to do, our minhag was, Kevan Sheitzchil, Gomer. Since we already started the Parsha of Tzitzit, you may as well finish it. So we end up saying the whole Parsha Tzitzit, even though technically we don't need to say any of the Parsha Tzitzit, we just need to get through the Tziat Mitzrayim. But the same idea, once we started it, this isn't Mishehitzchil B'mitzvah Gomer, that's not it. It's an idea that once you've gone into the process, once you're involved in something, complete that unit and then move on. Same thing there by Kriyat Shema. You begin the Parsha of Kriyat Shema that deals with Tzitzit, you may as well read the whole Parsha. Don't just skip to what you need, don't just do what you need over there. Do the whole thing in a nice manner. So it's over here. Alright, so now the Gemara says, Zibailahu, Dam Chatat Ve'evrei Ola, which is what David asked. Well, what happens if you get different pieces? What happens if Dam Chatat and now Evrei Ola is Man Kodem? Which one should go first now? You have Dam Chatat, which takes precedence over Dam Ola, but you have Evrei Ola, which takes precedence over Evrei Chatat. So now when you mix and match, when you have the Dam of the Chatat and the Evrei Ola, which one of them takes precedence? So Gemara says, alright, I'll tell you, Dam Chatat Kodem Mipnei Shemiratzeh, is that the determining factor? Oh, Dilma Evrei Ola Kodem Mipnei Shein Kadil Di Ishim. So maybe that should go first because they go Kadil Di Ishim. Tashma. So let's look at our Mishnah. Dam Chatat Kodem the Dam Ola. Why? Because the Dam Ola Hu De Kadim. It only goes before the Dam Ola in the Mishnah. Le Evrei Ola Lo Kodem. At the end of the Evrei Ola, it would not go first. Gemara says, well, the Rabba Miseifa. Look at the second half of the Mishnah. Evrei Ola Kodem Le'Emerei Chatat. Le'Emerei Chatat Hu De'Kadim. The Evrei Ola only precedes the Emerei Chatat. The Dam Chatat Lo Kadim. From our Mishnah, you can't be medayik either way. If you look at one part of the Mishnah, it's medayik this way. The other half of the Mishnah is medayik the other way. So from there, we can come to no conclusion. Anyway, now the Gemara says, Ibai Lahu. That's the next question. Dam Ola Ve'Emerei Chatat, which is the other aspects of them. The two that were in second place. They're vying for second place here. Dam Ola, which is behind the Dam Chatat. And the Emerei Chatat, which are behind the Evrei Ola. So now, when you take those two together, which takes place? Man Kodem. Dam Ola Kodem Gati Mikoach Khalil. Over here, does the Dam Ola go first? Because it's coming from the power of something that's put totally on Mizbeach. Odom Emerei Chatat Kodemim Gati Mikoach Mechaper. So here, we're not talking about the Mechaper itself. We're not talking about the Khalil itself, but we're saying that these are derivatives of those items. So now, if I'm a derivative of Khalil and a derivative of Mechaper, which one takes precedence? So Tashma, again, from the Mishnah. Dam Chatat Kodem Le Dam Ola. The Dam Chatat goes before the Dam Ola. Dam Chatat Hu Kadim Le Dam Ola. Aval Emerei Chatat Lo. But when it comes to Emerei Chatat, they won't take precedence over the Dam Ola. Someone says, Lo, Adarabo. Misefo. What about the second half? Evrei Ola Kodmin Le Emerei Chatat. Evrei Ola Hu Kadim Le Emerei Chatat. Aval Le Dam Ola. But when it comes to the Dam Ola, that will not be the case. It will not take precedence over the Emerei Chatat. Again, Elamaha Lekel Mashmina. Again, there's no deal out of our Mishnah. You can go both ways in the Mishnah. And again, the Gemara is inconclusive when it comes to both the tie for first place and the tie for second place. We don't know what to do in those instances. Now, Tosus does point out over here, even though we could say, why don't we say that the Dam Ola that is Ati Mikoach Khalil should go against the Dam of the Chatat that is Miratzeh. So there is an aspect of the Dam of the Ola that should give it precedence over the Chatat. You said the Chatat comes first because it's Ritzui and Mechaper. Well, Dam Ola also has an aspect of Kedimut, which is that it's Mikoach Khalil. It comes from something that is Khalil. How come the Gemara doesn't put that in the mixed when it's trying to determine. So the Tosfos says maybe it's because by the Chatat we have the Arba Karnot, that the dam is placed on the four Karnot, and as opposed to the Dam Ola, which is Stayin Shehein Arba. So when I have that, if you want to tell me it comes from a Koach Kalil, I have against that that it's put on the four Karnot. So then I have Miratze becomes the trump card over here, it becomes the ace, because that's the differentiating factor over here. Each one of them on the Tzad Dam has an aspect that is more Chamor, but then you have the trump card, which is the Miritzue, which is the addition to that. Right now the Gemara asks, Ibailahu, Dam Ola v'Dam Hashem is him and Kodim. Which one goes first, Dam Ola and Dam Hashem? Why? Because Dam Chatat preceded Dam Ola, and we know that Dam Chatat also preceded Dam Hashem. That's the only thing that was addressed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not address the case of what about Ola versus Hashem. Why? Because Dam Ola Kodem Gatim Mikoach Khalil. Again, it's a derivative of something that's Khalil. Odim Dam Hashem Kodem de Mechaper. It itself is Mechaper. So do we look at the one that's derivative of a Koach, or you look at the one that's directly Mechaper? Tashma. Dam Chatat Kodem Le Dam Ola. Avol Dam Hashem. Sham lo. Maybe only Dam Chatat takes precedence over Dam Ola, but Dam Hasham, no. Somewhere it says, no, but Din Hul by the Mitnei Dam Hasham. It could have written Dam Hasham as well, but I did by the Mitnei Seifa. But in the Seifa of the second line in the Mishnah, which is Evrei Ola called Mim Le'imrei Chatat, there, Di'itana Imrei Hasham, Ava Mimre Le'imrei Hasham, Hu Dekadme, Imrei Chatat Lo Kadme. If I had written Hasham in that second statement, as well as the first statement, there would be a lack of clarity with regards to the Imrei Chatat. Would it suggest here that the Imrei Chatat do precede the Ola? Ola is only precedence over the Hashem. Shemachi Tana Chatat. And therefore, it wrote Chatat in both instances of the Reisha. The Reisha and the Seifa, meaning those two instances. If that's the case, we can't prove anything about Hashem. So Tashma, Chatat Kodem Hashem, Chatat Hu Dekadma Hashem, Avalo Loa. That it says the next line in the Mishnah is the third case, which is Chatat always takes precedence over Hashem. That the Chatat is preceding the Hashem, Avalo La Lo. The Lo would not go before the Hashem. So my love, Dam Lo. Right, so what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here is Dam. And we're talking about Dam, that means that the Chatat gets precedence over the Hasham, but the Ola does not get precedence over the Hasham, and the Dam Ola will have to go behind the Dam Hasham. Oh, the Gemara says, Emurim. We're talking about Emurim here. We're talking about the Emurim. In the Emurim, the Chatat takes precedence over the Hasham, and in that case, we know already that the Emurei Ola are going to take precedence, because the Emurei Ola take precedence over the Chatat. There's certainly the Evrei Ola take precedence over the Emurei Chatat. Certainly they will take precedence over the Emurei Hasham. So if they're talking about the dam itself, it should say b'nei shehid nitnet. We're using the item and we're talking about the dam itself, it should b'nei shehid nitnet. The fact that it says b'nei shehid dama nitan means that the dama is giving us a reason for something else, because we're speaking about something else. Therefore, you have to mention the dam at this point in time, shema mina, that's the case, that we're talking about emurim. And again, you'll end up in a situation where we are inconclusive over here. When it comes to dam ola versus dam asham, we have no proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah, they tried to first prove from the statement about Dam, and the Gemara says you can't prove anything there, because we could have written Dam Hasham, we couldn't write Dam Hasham because of another din that we wanted to deal with, and therefore that doesn't give you any din. What about the next statement, that the Chatat comes before the Hasham? There we thought maybe that's dealing with Dam, that only Chatat comes before Hasham, but Dam Ola does not come before Hasham. Or says it's not talking about Dam, it's talking about Emurim and the Evrei Ola. So over there, you're right. The Evrei Ola over there, we know how to go before the Hasham, because they go before the Chatat as well. So then again, I have no proof to which one comes first. Chatat kodemet. So Gemara says the Chatat goes before the Hasham because of the matnot dam are different. The matnot dam of the Chatat are four, matnot of the Hasham are shtayim shein arba. Adrabah, Hasham kadim, you should put the Hasham first because sheish lo kitzva, it has a budget to it. It has a minimum shiur of what it's brought from, because it has to come from the shtei shekel. So if it has to come from two shkalim, then it should be first before the Chatat. So afilu achi riboy de mizbeach adif. The benefit of the mizbeach is more important. The more blood that ends up in the mizbeach takes precedence over here, even though there's something from the Hasham that would make you say that it has a tzad chumra to it. Hasham kodam le todah. So over there we said the Hasham precedes the todah. Adaraba, atodah bel nazir kadmei, should go before the Hasham, kain tonim lechem. Because they have the addition of the lechem that comes with them, they should take precedence over Hasham. Afilu achi kodshei kodashim adifei. We give precedence to kodshei kodashim, even though we don't have lechem over here. Despite the lechem, we say kodshei kodashim will come before the kodshim kalim. Todah bel nazir. When we say the todah bel nazir come before the shlamim, so that is adaraba, shlamim kadmei. Shlamim can appear, it has both a din and tzibur and yachid. It's only once a year, on Shavuot, where you bring a shalmei tzibur, the kibsei atzeret. So there is once a year that it's brought in the tzibur, otherwise it's always a korban yachid. But since it has a manifestation with tzibur, maybe it should take precedence over the todah nozir. The fact that their time constraint is smaller, that gives them precedence. Ibaidahu. Now the Gemara asks, Todah ve'el Nazir, Ezeme en Kodem. When it comes to a Todah and El Nazir, which one comes first? I mean, that we categorize Todah right, as one category. Now, what between them, what do we do? So, Todah kadmash, kein tuna dal mine lechem. Should the Todah go first because it comes with four types of bread? Three matzot and one chametz. Or do my El Nazir kodem, shkin yishimot damim acherim. Or should El Nazir, which comes with two other karbanot, comes along with the chatat and olah. The El Nazir, which is the form of shlamim, comes with it, also the chatat and olah. But the Nazir, you have three karbanot. Nazir wants to be entire himself, has to pay three karbanot at the end of his process. Brings the El Nazir, which is the shlamim. And then in addition to that, he brings an olah and a chatat alongside of it. So that's the damim acherim that come along with the El Nazir. But then the Gemara says, Tashma, Zuko demilazu, shizutuna delminechem, zit untunua ele shnemine lechem. We have it, that's what we said, this goes first. What's the determining factor over here is the adalimine lechem, and that will govern which one goes first over here, and therefore the tada will precede the al nazir, that's the one that we're giving precedence to. I'm assuming that the Gemara here is quoting some sort of breita. Now, ashlamim kodmim lebechor, adarabba bechor kodem shkedusha damerechem. Bechor has an aspect of kedusha, so it should precede the shlamim. Benechal koanim, and it goes to koanim. Give precedence to the number of mitzvot that are performed. Smicha, nesachim, all the other things that you do with the shlamim, the tnufat chazev eshok, that will take precedence over the fact that the bechor is kedusha mirechem. Bechor bekodem the maser, ador maser kodem. Why doesn't the maser go first? Shekei mekadesh lefanav l'acharav. By the maser, if he makes a mistake and he calls the 9th one the 10th or the 11th one the 10th, they're also kodesh. So it has kedusha that spreads. It's not just on that, it can affect other things. So filachi kedusha mirechem adifa. No, Kedusha Mirechem takes precedence over the ability to spread the Kedusha to the 9th and the 11th. Maser Kodem Le'ofot, Adarav Ofot, Kadmesh Kim Kodshei Kodashim. The Ofot are Kodshei Kodashim. Why don't they take precedence? Afiluachim min Zevach Adif. Zevach Zadif, and that's what Tosfos discussed before, the idea that by the Olah, you would have to say the same thing, that it means Zevach Adif. We just have one other thing, which is Tosfos asked over here. Tosfos said before, the Gemara asked about the Dam Olah v'Dam Hasham, Ezeim Kodem, which goes first. But what about Dam Hasham v'Evrei Olah? When you have the Dam and the Hashem and the Evrei Olah, which one would go first? Dam goes, Hashem goes first, because Hashem is Mechaper Kechadat, it's a Kapara. Or do we say that the Evrei Olah should go first because they are Kalil? Right, so that's what Tosfos ends up saying. He says, is Dam Hashem ve'Evrei Olah? Dam Hashem goes first because it's Mechaper, or Pshita le de'Evrei Olah go first because they are Kalil. V'lo Dam le'Evrei Olah v'Dam Chatat. And it's not similar to the case of Evrei Olah and Dam Chatat. The Chashiv Dam Chatat Mishum Tavei Adalek Karnot. Maybe what gives the Dam of the Chatat the additional bonus is not only is it Mechaper and Miratzeh, but it also has the Adalek Karnot. We don't know. And again, so Tosfos ends up with an inning conclusion. But he says, yeah, you have two Tzadim here. I don't know which one. Alright, now next. I'm a Rabbi. Bar Shila, Imurei Kodshim Kalim, Imurei Kodshim Kalim, which turn into Kodshei Kodashim at some point. Shiatzu lifnei Zrikat Damim, but the other hand, they went out before they had Zrikat Adam. So even though the Imurim turn into from Kodshim Kalim, turn into Kodshei Kodashim, where how do they turn into it? Because of the Zrikat Adam. But now they left, they went outside before the Zrikat Adam, so they hadn't turned into Kodshei Kodashim yet. Psulim, nevertheless, they are pasul. So you have to think here. What are the two possibilities? One possibility, since you didn't do the Zrikat Adam yet, therefore they remain Kodshim Kalim. Kodshim Kalim are not bound by the Azarat. They don't have a din of Yotzei because Kodshim Kalim can go anywhere in Yerushalayim. On the other hand, once the Zrikat Adam happens, they become Kodshei Kodashim. If they're Kodshei Kodashim, then they're limited. They're bounded by the Klayim, by the Azarat. So how do we view these Emurim before the Dam is put on the Mizbeach? So the statement of Ravina Barshila here is that we view them, they have the same status like they would have as if they were Kodshei Kodashim, and if they leave the Azara beforehand, they become Pasul. But Tani Tuna Mipnei Shuhu Zevach. Tana tells us, so that's our Tani Tuna, our Mishnah tells us, Mipnei Shuhu Zevach. When it comes to the Emurim of the Kodshei Kalim, nevertheless, they get precedence over here because they are Zevach. And as Kodshei Kodashim, Tama Beimurav. So these are the items that give the Shlamim precedence, or maybe it's the maser here, give a precedence over the oath. So the verse says, a tiny tune, our Mishnah says, V'nei shu zevach, yesh no kodshei kodashim, damave emurav. Bishlama emurim litnehu ba'ofot. All right, I understand the emurim don't appear by a vote. Elodam mi'ayita. Because the dam, they both have dam that ends up on the Mizbeach. Alav kamash malan, where's that coming to teach us? Emurim ki damo. That the emurim have the same din as the dam. Ma damo bifnei zrika, af emurim kodem zrika. We're talking about the dam over there, we're talking about the dam before zrika, that it has the status of kodshei kodashim. So too, when we talk about the emurim, we're talking about even before zrika, they have a din of kodshei kodashim. The karikari lay, and it calls it kodshei kodashim. Uma damo mifsal biyotze, and just like dam that goes out of the azara will be mifsal biyotze, af emurim mifsal biyotze, even though the dam has not ended up on the mizbeach yet. So name of Misaile, this should help out this position of Rina Bashilo. Basar Kodshim Kalim Shiatzal Ifnei Zrika Damim. What about the Basar of the Kodshim Kalim if they go back before the Zrika Damim? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher, Rabbi Yochanan says no problem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher, oh, Vesofa, let's eat. What's going to happen when you do Zrika Adam? When you do Zrika Adam, you can eat Kodshim Kalim all over Yerushalayim. So it's permitted to leave the Azara. In the end, the Basar will leave the Azara and will not be problematic. Right now, you haven't done the Zrika Adam yet, so it needs to wait a little more. But since in the end it will end up outside and being allowed to leave, so too beforehand it's not a problem if it does leave and comes back. You're preempting. You're before. You're offsides. I mean, you're taking it out before the Basar is given permission to leave. The permission to leave is when you do the Zrika Adam. Before that, there's no permission to leave and it'd be Pasul. Adkan lo pligiyela b'basar. Over there, they only argue about Basar, what the din is. Aval be'murim, lo. Be'murim, everybody agrees if you take them out beforehand, they're Pasul b'yotzei, even Rabbi Yochanan. So now, you have to say, as Rashi points out over here, you have to say that the reason that Rabbi Yochanan gave about the fact that, why is it that Basar is mutar is because sofo latzeit, in the end it'll go out. Well, if in the end it'll go out, then it makes it obvious that Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree in the case of Emurim. Because Emurim, they're not in the end going to go out. So Rashi points out over here, that's not from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's reason of sofo latzeit is given by the Gemara, not by Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have a reason why he does. The Gemara tried to impose a reason. And therefore, the Gemara can make the next statement, which is, no. Hu adin de Emurim nami plige. They also argue about Emurim. Well, if they also argue about Emurim, then sofo latzeit is not the reason for Rabbi Yochanan, because he says by Emurim also if they go out. So why they argue about Basar? To teach you that Reish Lakish, even by Basar, says it's problematic. Obviously, they could have argued, as Tosus points out, they could have argued in Emurim to teach you the Koach de Koach of Rabbi Yochanan, Koach de Hetera Odif. Could have argued Emurim to teach you a Koach de Hetera Odif. Because over there, Rabbi Yochanan's matir by the Emurim, which is the Tzad Heter. So over there, we should have put that in. Nevertheless, the Gemara wanted to teach you about the position of Reish Lakish. So let's say, Damar Dain Lo, Yazmano, let's say, still, even in that instance, he still holds to his position, says it hasn't reached its time and it's pasul. So let's say this machlokas is similar to a machlokas tonight that we have. Emurim kachikam shiatu lifnei zrikat damim, they went out before zrikat adam. Belazar omer in moalim be vein chayim le mishum pigul notar betamei. So what is he telling you? He's telling you that if emurim kachulim went out before zrikat adam, the zrikat adam has no effect on them anymore. Why? Because they're already pasul. If they're already pasul, when you do the zrikat adam, it doesn't change them into kachay kadashim now. It doesn't change them into kachay kadashim. There's no meila. And number two is, they don't attain the Kedusha the Guf, that will make them Chayav for Pigul, because you can't have Makshav on it, it's already Pasul, you can't have a Makshav or Pigul about it. Notar, you can only leave over something that is Ra'ui Le'achila, this was never Ra'ui Le'achila, so you can't leave it over. And V'tamei, it doesn't work over here, because Rashi says that the Isra of Tumat Guf, consuming something that with Tumat Guf is only a sur if a Kasher could eat it. If someone who is Tahor can consume it, then you're Chayav if you consume it with Tumat Guf. Here, the Tahor can't consume it, and therefore it won't work. Tosus gives a different reason, which he says is adin chayvim mishum tuma nirat ha'inu taima, because kudamer le'obusof beit shemai be'achshir le'karev b'zein roi le'karev ad achar zrika, that this isn't roi to be put on the mizbeach until after zrika. Now it's outside, and you do the zrika, that's not going to help it. So it's never roi to end up on the mizbeach, and tuma is only relevant with something that is roi to end up on the mizbeach. Fine, because the dam is mechaper, and we said before that the emurim have to be put on in order to eat the basar if the emurim are there. But if the emurim are gone, then they don't affect the basar. They can eat the basar, plus it will provide the kapara, because you have the dam and the basar are still okay. Alright, so then we have the other opinion. Rabbi Kiva Meir, Malin Bayan, they do have mi'ila, the chayim le mishum pigol notar betamei. Rabbi Kiva is suggesting over here that the emurim that went out and come back in, it sounds like when you do the zrika the dam, that they cover it, and it works. Everything's fine, they're not supposed to be yotzei, because why? Dam now turns it into something something that it's kodesh kodeshim, I'll have me'ilah about it, and it gives you a chiyuv of pigol notar and tamei. Now the Gemara says, my la b'haldar alinu pligay. The case here, which is what you asked before, is here where they brought it back in before they did this rikat adam. Ubab klibi masav misle biyotze. Maybe Elazar believes that they're pasul biyotze, and therefore bringing them back in nothing helps you. Masav lo misle biyotze, and therefore when you bring it back in according to Rabbi Akiva, when you do this rikat adam, everything's fine. The Gemara says, amarav b'haldar alinu kulem alo pligay. You bring them back in, everybody agrees that they're fine. B'ha'cha b'de'idnu ev rag pligay, when they remain outside is the question here. While Elazar believes that Zrika does not help it, something that's not present here, that's something that's outside the confines of where it's supposed to be. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Zrika will affect the item that is outside. Now, in this case, it means that it won't be able to be put on the Mizbech, according to Rabbi Akiva. It will have enough of an effect to make it Chayab Me'ilah. It will make it enough effect on it that it's Pasul, it has problems of Pigul Notar and Tamei. The fact that it's strong enough to bring it on the Mizbech, that's not clear to me that that will be the case over here. According to Rabbi Akiva, Umar says, "Vaha Rapapu Hudamar." We have Rapapu speaking about the Shtei Alechem. These are the Shtei Alechem that come on at Seret, that come on Shavuot, that went out between the time of the Shchitat of the Kibasim before the Zrikat Adam the Kibasim. When it comes to the Shtei Alechem of Atzeret or Shavuot, they're Nitkadesh Ayidei the Shchitat of the Kibasim, and they're Nitar Lachila Ayidei Zrikat Adam of the Kibasim Atzeret. So here they went out in between. They were Shchitat happened, so they're Nitkadesh, but then they went out, they're outside, and then it was the Zrikat Adam was done. Rav Papa said about that, if they're outside the bread, no question that it's problematic. The machlokes in Rav Elazar and Kibbutz, there's only if they're brought in. So ani mile gabe shtei lechem to lav the gufei de zivcha. No, that's talking about the shtei lechem. They are not a part of the zevach itself. When they're not part of the zevach, they're an exogenous variable. There's something that's nitkadesh ayudei de zevach and nitar ayudei de zevach. So over there, clearly, if you take it out, the zevach can't have impact on it because it's not a
connection to the
korban. Right, the connection to the korban is its proximity. So the being proximate is going to be a determining factor. It's not proximate; it's pasul, and therefore the machlokes only when it's inside when they bring it back in. On the other hand, Avel Morim, the Guf of the Zivcho, they are a part of the Zevach, whether you like it or not, because they came from the Zevach itself. They're part or component part of the Zevach. Then, Gavai, everybody agrees that it's okay. But Evrai, they'll argue. So that'll be the difference between the Emurim versus the Zevach, and where they argue about. Rabbi Akiva and Abalazza will argue about the outside, when it still remains outside when it comes to the Zevach, and they'll argue about the Shtei Alechem when it's brought back in. That's where they'll argue about the Shtei Alechem. And the other case, in both those instances, they will not argue. By the case of the Zevach, if you bring it back in, it's fine because it's now proximate and it's back in its location. And by the Shtei Alechem, if it's left outside, it's clearly problematic because the Shtei Alechem needs to be proximate in order to be Nitkadesh and be Nitara Yedei, the Zevach. Otherwise, there's no connection between the Shtei Alechem and the Kibtzei Atzeret. Okay, we'll stop over here.